In a last-minute reversal, the state Senate voted to approve a proposal to tax short-term vacation rentals yesterday. The measure failed to pass a previous vote, but after some political wheeling and dealing, one senator was convinced to change his vote. Gil Riviere was not that senator. He voted against the bill in both votes. His district on Oahu's North Shore has been one of the most impacted by the vacation rental industry. He spoke with HPR's Ryan Finnerty yesterday to give some insight into how that short-term rental bill was passed.
Yeah, well, actually, it was never voted down. It was a tie on Friday night, 12-12. Therefore, it was neither dead nor passed. It was just there. And so today, Senator Chang moved a motion to reconsider, which would mean let's have another vote on it. And Senator Baker seconded the motion, so that's all it took. The vote to reconsider was carried, and so then it came to the floor for a final vote, another final vote. And at that point, Senator Thielen moved a motion to amend, which would add one small paragraph of enforcement in two places in the law. And we had a rather robust debate on that. And then that amendment failed, and then the main motion was carried 13-12 today. Senator Nishihara switched his vote from a no on Friday to a yes today, and Senator Favela attended today. He was absent yesterday. So what was 12-12, one move to a yes, and then another person showed up. So it was 13-12 was the final score.
And do you have any idea why Senator Nishihara changed his vote?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask him. I'll leave that to I don't want to speculate on his reasonings.
Sure. What are your thoughts on the bill? I know you voted against it.
Yeah, I think it's misplaced. I think it should not have passed at this time because it gives, in essence, I believe it gives tacit approval to the illegal activities, the illegal vacation rentals. The city and county is trying hard now to finally pass some legislation, get control of the vacation rentals. And I think we're just interfering with that process by passing this bill at this time because it does not have any enforcement. It really, really has very, it has no enforcement. It has a report that these agencies will be required to give to the Department of Taxation, but it is no communication with the counties. There's no coordination with the counties. And I think that's really important to be working compatibly to make sure there's a proper oversight of this business.
As I understand it, so this was a tax bill, or it is a tax bill, and the revenue that it would have generated was already being programmed into the budget, the state budget that you and your fellow lawmakers passed before this bill had even passed to go to the governor. Do you have any thoughts on that process, on basically spending money that the state doesn't have yet?
Yeah, I don't think that's good policy. I think until the money's locked in, I don't think they should be spending. But, you know, the commitments are always subject to reconsideration. So the Ways and Means Chair was threatening to eliminate $47 million of bills, and they were bills that were voted on by the 12 opponents of the measure. So he was going to say, if you don't vote for this tax, then all of these bills that you guys want are going to go down the drain. And I don't think that's fair. I think if this money had not been approved, there would be a higher level adjustment and review of the priorities of the Senate. And just to arbitrarily, and I think arbitrarily, pull the bills that were voted on and supported by these members, I think that was, I don't think that was reasonable. He thought it was fair. He thought it was fair. He was like, hey, you know, you don't want the bill. Too bad. Then you don't get the money. But out of a $16 billion budget, you know, $47 million is less than 0.3%. So it's such a small. I mean, it's a large amount of money, but it's small compared to the overall budget. So to have this whole kind of fiasco at the end, I think was just sad for everybody. It was sad for everybody involved. I don't think anybody enjoyed this whole vote.
Well, Senator, your district on the North Shore has been one of the most impacted by short-term rentals and vacation rentals. Do you have any thoughts on that issue at large, or perhaps the legislation that's being considered by the Honolulu City Council?
I went down and testified in support of the city council measures yesterday. And so I really believe that something has to give this year. There has to be new legislation to get control of the situation. I've had people knock on my door on a Saturday asking me to help them find a place to rent. They grew up in the neighborhood. And they were desperate. They couldn't find a place to live anymore on the North Shore. That's the kind of societal changes we're facing here. And I just think it's tragic that we have all these houses. 20% of the houses in my district are reserved now for tourists instead of residents. And I just think that's a real problem.
Do you have any thoughts on the counter to that argument of people who say that this is their livelihood, that this industry is how they make a living or how they stay in a family home or something along those lines?
You know, most of the vacation rentals are whole home rentals by investors. 85% of them are people who have bought houses and turned them into vacation rentals. So for the people who are living in a home, Tutu, who's trying to survive, pay the bills, and she wants to have somebody come in and share the house, that, you know, the famous home sharing, or renting a room in your house, that I have no objection to that. I don't think anybody objects to that. But Airbnb and these industries are hiding behind that and trying to blow open the doors for all these other people who are snapping up lots of houses. These people are buying something like 20% of the vacation rentals are owned by just a small percentage of people and businesses. There's people that they're not just buying one house, they're buying two, three, four, five, because each one is a profitable business. And they're depriving our neighborhoods of being, you know, communities. I just think the free-for-all that's been going on for the last few years must stop. We've got to get control of the situation. And if there's a way that there can be a legalization of a limited number, and that if that can be controlled, then that's probably the balance. That's probably the compromise place. I don't think there's going to be zero vacation rentals, and I don't think it's going to be unlimited. So where do we find that appropriate balance? And I would say the city council must address it this year. They've got to get on with it and make the tough calls, and let's get control of our neighborhoods.
Do you foresee any additional action maybe in next year's legislative session being taken at the state capitol on short-term rentals, or do you think it will be left to the counties to decide?
See, the measure that Senator Thielen submitted was a measure that had this one provision that said, to the maximum extent practical, the director of the Department of Taxation would share relevant information with the counties to help them enforce. See, what's unique is Hawaii is unique because we collect the transient accommodation tax at the state level, and the GET is collected at state level. We don't have local taxes. And so the counties are left managing the land use, but the state collects the taxes. So if the state's collecting the taxes but not sharing the information of who they're collecting it from, then the counties are at a disadvantage for trying to figure out who's actually doing the business. So if there was a way to cooperate between the county and the state, I think that would be the optimal solution. And one thing I've been proposing for 5 years is a statewide registry of vacation rentals. And it's not a tax document, but it's a license like a plumber or an electrician or a beautician, for that matter. Do you know that people that cut hair, they have to be licensed with a state? So we do all of that, but for some reason we don't think that we need to license this giant vacation industry. So if we had a state registry that both the tax authorities and the counties could refer to as, okay, that is a business that's duly recognized as this business, then we've got to start on getting control of the situation.
Okay, Senator Gil Rivera, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
That was a conversation recorded yesterday with Senator Gil Rivera, who represents Oahu's North Shore. Clarence Nishihara, who represents Pearl City and Waipahu in the state Senate, was the deciding vote on the tax bill. We did reach out to his office to find out why he changed his vote, but did not hear back.